So dear friends, welcome to the 2018 Okanagan Bible Students Convention. Our ecclesia warmly welcomes each of you. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. 20 centuries ago, it was a custom in Palestine to salute a house, as it is recorded in Luke 10:5, which reads, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.'" Together, we say to you and with you, "Peace be to our house here this weekend." We're in the Lord's house, and the Okanagan class desires peace for all of us this weekend. There's a coat check at the back. You can check your cares and your worries on that and come in and be at peace and encourage one another. This is our time to be free and away from the world. But the scripture in Luke reminds us that wherever the Lord's representatives go, peace should go, not strife, contention, or turmoil. This is why you and I love convention so much. You're hid from the world. You are at peace. Luke reminds us that by entering any house, our thought should be to do good, to carry a blessing, to exercise an influence favorable to peace, joy, and uplift of those within. And we each do this. The Lord's people are peace promoters, peace lovers. The heart sentiment of every one of the Lord's people is that peace and blessing may accompany them wherever they go. This is our desire for you. Now, someone in our city has spoken about you behind your back. Would you like to know what they said? It goes like this. Those in charge here at the Schubert Center have said the following about you. They said, "Barbara, Tammy, your Bible student group can have anything you want or need because the Bible student group is the nicest." That's you. They said, "Don't worry about it, Arbor. You can have anything you want because you are the kindest group." And they get lots of groups through here. Lastly, they said, "Arbor, this year we're going to open up a special room for you to have Sunday school in. No charge, no problem, because your group is so easy to get along with. We enjoy having your group here so much." And that's my brother. And that's why I love you so much. This is what they say about us wherever we go, don't they? These comments are similar remarks that we hear at General Convention and all the other conventions we go to. This is who we are. And this is how we behave. And we tell about God through our behavior. So what blessings await you here in the Lord's house this weekend? Your brethren in the Okanagan have their arms as wide open as we can make them. We welcome you. We care about you. We love each of you. And we desire nothing but good, positive spiritual food for you this weekend. This is a safe place. Some new brethren have come to visit us. We know that you'll find them, you'll search them out, and you'll fellowship. The Lord has provided 9 speakers who have prepared special lessons for us. Our ecclesia selects the theme scripture, "Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." The longer we're in the truth, the more we learn of God's character through faith building, teaching. He teaches us his wisdom and the magnitude of everything God has done for us and his creation. To accompany our scripture, the theme hymn was "How Great Thou Art" that you sang this morning. It sounded wonderful. The Lord has provided another special privilege for each of us. Tomorrow morning we will have a baptismal discourse and immersion service. We have 2 candidates, Sister Kim Allen and Sister Linda Lee. We have a testimony meeting this afternoon. Please bring the love of those who have asked you to convey it. And tell us about how the Lord is working in your life and how great he is. At the conclusion of our convention on Sunday night, you are all invited to Brother Ken and Sister Carm's clubhouse. It's their new place of residence. And there's going to be fellowship, singing, ice cream, maybe some pizza, definitely snacks, maybe shrimp and lobster. Just checking to see if you're awake. So this is after dinner here on Sunday night. And I'll try and provide a map up here on how to get there. Although the address is also in the program. In summary, our desire for you is to have peace, find it, feel safe, then to relax, and share your testimony and experiences with your brethren. We do this together so we can work out our salvation. Philippians 2:12. We welcome you. We say peace to you. We say let you and I both edify, encourage, and comfort one another this weekend. A few sidebars. Name tags are on the table here. If for some reason we forgot your name tag, if you head to this side of the room and see the lovely Brother Ryan Haynes, he's going to print you off a name tag. Comfort table is set up over here. Any letters of comfort that you desire to go out, please just put the names at the top. We put some suggested meal prices on the book table by donation only. If you're staying at the Shell Motel and you want a hot breakfast in the morning, you've got a couple of choices. I put a map on the table there of where you can go. Ask questions if you need to. And we thank Sister Ella Nimjak for putting together a young people's programs. Any young people that want to participate, please see Sister Ella.